15 years Jindabyne went without this thing. 15 years. Then one day, it was back. I've got a couple of blokes here to tell me what's going on. Gavin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? Good, thank you. We've got Bill Hill as well. Hello.
How are you today?
Good, thanks. Is it true? 15 years without the Snowy River Bears?
Yeah, I think it was 2004. We folded. We just sort of didn't have the numbers. And 2018, we decided to do something at the end of the year, and a heap of us got together and we reformed the Snowy River Bears. Yeah, so...
Bill, what was it about wanting to get it back again? What was that push?
Well, when Gavin approached me, it was a blessing, really. I mean, because I don't like that other game. I'm sorry about that. But Gavin played for the Bears. Both my sons played for the Bears. Mm-hmm. And when he told me it was going to happen, I was just ecstatic. And I've gone, yeah, let's do it, you know. And, yeah, and we've got a few people on board. We've got a new committee and stuff. So, yeah, it's going really good. I mean, after 15 years, as Gavin said, to be in the wilderness and we come back and win the grand final the first year back as a reserve grade size. Mm. But it was sensational. It was just really good. Well, yeah, for sure.
It's a fairy tale. It's what you want in the big leagues as well.
Yeah, it is. And you know, like we had 2019 was reserve grade premiers, only just. a bit of hassle at the end of the game, but it was all good. Things like that happen. But and then 2020, when the group decided the COVID that we wouldn't play in the competition, mm-hmm. and we're really expecting, you know, 2021 to be a down a year and not have many players. But all of a sudden, we've rocked up. We've got an under 18 side. We've got a ladies tag side. We've got a first grade side. And we would have had a reserve grade side, but the New South Wales Rugby League have got a bit to answer for that. A few of our players were suspended in that grand final game.
We just saw some biffo was going on. Is that what happened?
Yeah, it was a bit of a biffo, but they, you know, after COVID and all that, I think they should be a bit lenient on them and let them play again. They missed a whole season, so let's get them back onto the football team and we can have a reserve grade then. So, but anyway, everything's going good. The whole town's buzzing that we're back. We play our first home game this weekend, this Sunday, at 12:30 or 12 o'clock. So get up there, everyone. You'll see the under-18s for the first time in their hometown.
Wow.
That's the first time we've had under-18s since 1992, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why is it back? Where have all these people come from, Gavin?
Oh, the whole town's just going off. It's we've picked up so many people living in town. You know, it's a hidden secret down here, but yeah, like
not anymore.
The town's just thriving. The whole population, houses been built everywhere. I'm a tradesman down here, and we're just that busy.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Bill's a tradesman. You know, he's a retired tradesman, but he's still does a bit. And, you know, like, the trouble is with this town, we've got one oval, and we've got to talk to Mr. Ballararo, whatever, and get another oval here soon, because we've got soccer, touch football, rugby union, rugby league, cricket. We got just the school uses it because they've got no room down here.
Yep.
So everyone uses one oval. So Coomer's got 8,000 people and they've got seven.
You do have to travel quite a bit with the Bears as well. Like that, so that is a big commitment that all these players are committing to.
Yeah, the furthest we go up the coast, I suppose, is Bateman's Bay. And down south as far as Eden, Bombala, Maruya, Naruma, Bega and so on, It's a fair bit of travelling, yeah.
Bill, what does it mean for the community to have the footy team thriving again?
Everyone's just coming on board, as Gavin just said. You know, everyone's loving the fact that we're back again. And like now the kids are like the, say, under 16, 17, they've got another option. If they don't want to play rugby union, they can come and play league, and which we find is just going to happen for sure. Next year we hope to have a couple of junior sides, everything going well. Get under sixes and sevens if we can do that. You know, that's one of our goals, is to get the juniors playing again.
Yeah.
For sure. If it happens, it'll be sensational. Because the town has grown so much. I've been here. Gavin was born here, but I've been here for 25 years.
And it's still a blow-in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There was 1,500 people here when I came in. There's now 4,500. So place is just going off.
Yeah.
It's good.
Growing, isn't it?
Well.
Absolutely.
You just had a grandson.
Just, 1 hour ago, I just had a little baby grandchild. Yeah.
Phil, congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. Elsie Joanne, her name is. Yeah, and, I'm ecstatic. Absolutely.
We already signed her up for the women's team.
Well, there's a chance. I know my grandson's going to play.
Gavin, as you said, first home game of the season this Sunday up at the Oval. What are the chances like for the Bears this season?
Look, it's a bit difficult to say, but last year coming out of a reserve grade, in 2009 out of reserve grade and going up the first grade, we haven't put many new players into the squad. We showed up at Eden last week and we only got beat by 12 points.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, for our first year in first grade. Our ladies tags, girls are trying, they're trying hard.
Good.
Our under-18s, they missed out by a minute last week by winning. So hopefully this weekend they can get a win. So, yeah. They're going really, really well.
I mean, no matter what happens after, you know, just having the footy teams back, seeing it grow, that's a win, even if you don't quite get the points on the board.
Oh, totally. Look, just to have the town buzzing, you know, and coming up to the games. And we go to a lot of games up and down the coast, and our crowds are just... We were at Eden last weekend. I think we had more than Eden had down there. So That's how much they support us, so... It's fantastic.
Gavin, Bill, thank you so much for coming down and congratulations on this wonderful sports success story.
Thank you, and thanks for talking to us today.
From the Snowy River Bears, what a story. Back after 15 years, and now, even though they had a year off last year because of COVID-19, it hasn't mattered.